A man is dead following a shooting in Canton Thursday night. Police responded to reports of gunfire in the 1500 block of Clarendon Avenue Southwest around 8:45. They found 21-year-old Stephen Dunn of Canton in a yard. He appeared to have been shot in the back. Officers administered CPR until medics arrived and took Dunn to Altman Hospital. He died a short time later. Police identified the suspect as 18-year-old Malachi Fortner of Canton. Warrants have been issued for his arrest. An investigation continues. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Canton Police at 330-489-3144 or submit anonymous tips through Tip 411 or Stark County Crime Stoppers. A Canton man accused of causing a deadly drug overdose has been formally charged with the crime. The Stark County grand jury indicted 37-year-old Cornell Bennison. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and trafficking in a fentanyl-related compound. Bennison is scheduled for arraignment May 16th in Common Pleas Court. He allegedly provided fentanyl that led to the death of 30-year-old Shaheem Miller of Canton on September 26th. Bennison was arrested on a warrant Thursday. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office continues to search for a wanted man. 42-year-old Joshua Middleton is the focus of the effort. U.S. Marshals have an active warrant charging him with weapon possession. The Sheriff's Office says the initial incident Thursday morning was for a check on a suspicious person. Middleton is possibly armed. He was last seen in the Sherrodsville area. Middleton's vehicle has been impounded and he is presumed to be on foot. He is white, 5'11", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on Middleton's whereabouts is asked to call the Carroll County Sheriff's Office at 330-627-2141. A Dover man is behind bars following his arrest during a sex sting in Salem. Agents with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force and Salem Police picked up 45-year-old Michael Marsh on West State Street Thursday night. He allegedly responded to an online ad asking for sex. At the time of his arrest, police say Marsh had items including suspected methamphetamine, ecstasy, various types of smoking paraphernalia, and restraints. He was booked at the Columbiana County Jail on charges of engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools and drug paraphernalia. Additional charges are possible. Marsh was arraigned today in municipal court. A pre-sentence investigation will take place before a man learns his punishment for raping an infant and sexually assaulting a teenage girl. 27-year-old Stephen Ferguson of Nelson Township was found guilty of rape, sexual battery, gross sexual imposition, and domestic violence Thursday during a bench trial in Portage County Common Pleas Court. The indictment was filed in August. Judge Lori Pittman also found Ferguson guilty of gross sexual imposition and endangering children and acquitted him of attempted rape in a supplementary indictment filed in September. The victims in the first indictment were a 9-day-old child, a 35-year-old man, a 30-year-old woman, and a 13-year-old girl. The second indictment names the teen as the victim. Prosecutors say Ferguson exposed himself to family members and made sexual advances to the older girl and the other man. He also picked up a knife during an argument with the woman. The activity was reported August 8th. The Ohio EPA is monitoring cleanup efforts in McDonald following a spill into the Mahoning River. A spokesman tells WFMJ-TV the agency's Office of Emergency Response was in the village Wednesday to investigate the spill and stop the release of an oil-based material. Booms were installed to prevent additional material from getting to the waterway. Contractors are continuing cleanup. There was no word of what caused the spill or what the material is. The EPA says there is no danger to the area's drinking water. The Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted a Youngstown man on 20 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The child pornography charges were leveled at 28-year-old Rolando Guzman Sosa. A warrant was issued Thursday. Guzman Sosa is not in custody. He's accused of possessing child porn in April 2024. 19 members and associates of a Cleveland-based drug trafficking ring are the subject of a federal indictment. The 29-count indictment names defendants, including 22-year-old Jocelyn Dolans of Newton Falls. The rest are mostly from the Cleveland area. They're accused of trafficking various controlled substances, but primarily cocaine. The ring operated throughout Northeast Ohio and as far away as Fort Bragg, North Carolina. It also allegedly attempted to infiltrate the Ohio prison system. Authorities seized thousands of dollars in cash, as well as cocaine, meth, fentanyl, and multiple illegally possessed firearms during the investigation. The activity occurred from October 2023 to last December. A plant in Warren will close, costing 63 jobs. Aptiv informed the IUE CWA Local 717 the closure is effective July 14th. The move affects 46 production workers and 17 skilled trades employees. The union represents workers at four Aptiv plants in Warren. The former Delphi Automotive became Aptiv in 2018. The company says it will outsource copper cable production to other plants. It began moving to work to Mexico Mexico in August 2022. Union officials hope to meet with management to mitigate the impact on affected workers. The Summit County Sheriff's Office is investigating a threat involving Green High School. Parents were notified late Thursday of a message found in one of the school's bathrooms earlier in the day. Deputies searched the building. Inspector Bill Holland declined to discuss specifics of the threat. Additional security was in place today and will remain in effect until further notice. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.